for example, he likes to write songs. He likes to listen to the lyrics, and he said this song, you might know it, Mr. Bojangles, mm-hmm. written by Jerry Jeff Walker. He says there are some very significant, weighty things being said there, but he said there's no way in the world that Jerry Jeff Walker was aware of that when he was writing it. And for example, I was doing an interview in Pike County, an old black man who lived out in the country. He said we were chopping some firewood for him, and the man said that I really like to have a fire like that, so that his wife's name was Vera, so that me and Vera could stay up at night and play in the fire. And you know, Ed was like that. You know, he said, boy, that's a hell of a line. Do you think that's the sort of thing, is an unconscious artist like that?
You know, everyone is a poet in his own way. I mean, I don't consider myself a poet per se. That's the title that some of the people would like to put on me, because like I have a book out. There are many individuals, I think, all walks of life, all groups of people have their own language, they have their own style. Walking is poetic. The street talk that you hear, that walking down the street in the city, the pimps have their poetic slangs and poetic talk. The burlesque girls, whatever you want to call them, you know, if you've been in that type of setting. People who work in the field, they've had their poetic talk and slangs and music for years that they've made up. So it comes natural. But no one, I think, it's a matter of refining and a matter of just jotting it down and capturing it for later on. Usually what happens is we just let it drift on away. And it's passed down by word of mouth and not put on paper where it can be recognized. And this is why a lot of our history has been lost. But if you walk down the street, we call them ditty-bops or jitty-bugs, they have their own slang. And I was watching television last night. What program was that? Was that Kojak? Yeah, Kojak. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed the change in TV stations and theatrical work since blacks have gotten into it. Mm-hmm. You know, not only blacks, but Italians, Jews, whatever the case might be. And they empower their own culture in that TV media.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering how in the world are we going to get away so long without this? Because we couldn't learn without this. I mean, the kids couldn't learn. They only saw one thing. But last night, they had a story about number running on Kojak. Guy's supposed to be a number runner, which is a very true story. I guess that happens in city life. I don't think we have it in the South that much, maybe in your larger cities. But in city life, they have the numbers in the number racket. And they have the same jargon that is used on the street. And it's poetic in its own way. And why do I say it's poetic? Because it's not duplicated by anyone else. Now, one group of people pick up one... let me show you something.
Okay.
I don't know if this will mess up your tape recording.
Go ahead.
I cannot.
Now this is what you call system band, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I guarantee you can go in every different area and everyone has their own way of talking. Now, he was just asking about a fella out there on the highway, going down the road. Call somebody called Black Jesus. Where's that cop pick out on the little slate?
I like the way you're reading the mails. I like the way you're talking.